population?
White Bat Vale is probably around 200 people, so it's not a big place. It's nestled in a little valley in the north end of Pickering.
Now, and there's a creek runs through the middle of White Vale.
That's right, yeah, the West Uffins Creek.
Okay, so the half the people live on one side and half on the other?
That's exactly it.
But you can't visit one another anymore.
No, that's done until about December, if everything goes according to plan.
All right, so what is the problem?
So the bridge that crosses the creek and runs through the middle of the village needed to be shut down earlier this year due to deterioration of the bridge. And so the city of Pickering's undertaken a reconstruction project. And they've actually been pretty good working with us in terms of, trying to get that bridge done to some sort of characteristics that will fit in with the village. The problem is that what they haven't taken into account is any sort of pedestrian access so that people can safely cross the creek during the period of reconstruction, which is going to be, 6 months again if everything goes according to plan.
All right. So is it reasonable if they are in fact improving your bridge to say, hey, it's one of those things we have to put up with for a while? Or do you think it's unreasonable that you have to go 6 months without crossing the creek?
Yeah, I mean, on the surface, you'd kind of say, you know what, suck it up, guys. It's 6 months and you're just going to have to drive around. But the problem is that it's an 8 kilometer drive around. And that's if you have a car and are able to drive around. And so for many of the people in the community, that's just what we're going to have to do. Our biggest concern is with the kids in the community who have friends on the other side. We've got village
businesses on one side, like an ice cream shop, a coffee shop. There's a chip wagon over there. There's some other businesses in there. The community center, the children's playground, everything else is on the other side. So, we know, we've all been kids. We know the kids are going to cross the creek. And while, a couple of days ago, crossing the creek may not have been too treacherous an undertaking, given the storms that we had last night, the flow through there is probably a couple feet deep right now. I went and took a peek this morning to see how it looked, and it would be strongly inadvisable for anyone to try and wade across that right now.
And if little kids were doing it because they want to get to the ice cream shop or the playground, that could be a disaster.
That's exactly our concern, yeah.
And kids, people on foot, are not going to do an 8 kilometer detour.
No. And it's not just people in the village either, Jerry. We've got the Seton Valley Hiking Trail runs kind of through the valley of Duffins Creek. It's about a 12-kilometer trail that's used by hundreds of people every day, probably. But certainly I see hundreds a weekend kind of crossing that bridge and using that trail. So we know that some of them may turn around and cut their hike short, and some of them are going to try and wade across the creek and continue the hike.
I'm talking to Rob Quigg. He is a White Vale Residents Association member. The little town is near Pickering and cut in half by a creek. And as the bridge is being rebuilt, they have no way for pedestrians to cross the creek. Which government is in charge of this project?
So it's the municipal government, the city of Pickering, who's in charge of it and has been leading the work.
And so what do they say?
Well, they feel that given the majority of residents would have access to vehicular transportation, their view is that they've made reasonable accommodations. One example of an accommodation that City of Pickering has made is putting mailboxes for the residents on the west side of town on the west side of the creek, which is good. But their view is that any sort of a pedestrian structure is just outside of the realm of affordable cost. And given we've been actually very active with respect to working with them and trying to come up with a reasonable solution. I mean, we all understand money is tight. We pay our taxes and we want our taxes to be spent responsibly. But when you look at the overall budget for the project and see things like, $8,000 for bird netting to prevent birds from nesting under the bridge during reconstruction, which I support, but looking at that netting, $8,000 doesn't get you a lot of netting, apparently. And $2,200 for utility relocates, which, given what we saw during the period when they were trying to do that relocate and putting those temporary hydro poles in place, we actually saw that the village seems to be serviced from both ends. So that seems like a lot of money that's not truly required. And, you know, a safe crossing for people trying to get across seems like a much better way to spend those funds.
Well, it's amazing that a city councilor in Toronto might have commented about this, but I think yesterday Giorgio Mammoliti said,
stupider.
It's just going to get more stupider. That didn't work out the way I wanted it to, but Rob, isn't there some sort of way you can do temporary bridging?
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I missed what Giorgio Mammoliti's comment was.
Well, this is stupid. It's absolutely stupid. It's even more stupider.
There you go.
Okay. And sorry, what's stupid? Stupid that we're not providing the access, or stupid that we're asking for access?
No, we just think it's funny that yesterday he said things are stupid and they're going to get more stupider. So we just keep playing it. But, you know, I see military people, for instance, they have these gizmos. They have these mobile things that can drive up to one side of a river and flop a bridge across it. Maybe you could borrow one of those from the military or something.
Well, exactly. You know what? I mean, I did a, of course, everybody's an expert now with Google, right? So,
yeah.
So I took a look and to see what's available. And there's a company out in Mississauga that rents temporary bridges. And so, you know, even, you know, I can understand us not wanting to undertake the capital of a permanent pedestrian structure, although I think that would be a great feature for that hiking trail. You know, I rental of a temporary structure to go across. In fact, you know, what's stupider, to paraphrase Mammoliti, is the construction company who's going to be doing the work actually has to provision their own temporary pedestrian access back and forth so they can do the work. But because of their, I'm sure, legal requirements, they actually need to secure it and close it up each day. So they will have a pedestrian access so that they can complete the work. But, of course, the residents will be, you know, up the creek without one.
All right. Well, on the other hand, you guys could just argue this back and forth, and then all of a sudden the new bridge will be done and you'll be done with it.
Well, I suppose that's a possibility. But, yeah, it'll be I just pray that that nothing happens between now and then. 6 months is a long time. There's a lot of big rainstorms to happen between then. And, yeah, people are going to throw logs across, I bet, and try and get away across. And I can see someone slipping off one or worse.
All right. Now, just out of curiosity, you said you went online and looked for temporary bridges. It's not that wide a creek. What would the cost be for something like that?
Well, I couldn't tell you for sure. You know, none of the websites I looked at actually have pricing for it. But, you know, the total budget for this project is about $3 million. You know, there were talk of a permanent structure would be on the order of a couple hundred thousand. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine that a temporary structure, particularly if you rented something, has got to be in the low tens of thousands. And this is just, you know, a layman talking, but,
yeah.
You know, I can't see it being a ridiculous cost. And given the total cost of the project, it seems like a very wise way to spend some funds given the safety issue.
Well, somebody just wrote to me and said the water is like 6 inches deep, so maybe you should just all get some boots and you're done.
Well, you know, yesterday that would have been true. This morning it's about 2 feet. So, yeah.
Fishing, with those fishing pants, you know, that trout yeah. fishermen use, hip waders.
Exactly.
Rob Quigg is a White Vale Residents Association member. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate
Good to
it.
Have you. In-depth radio, News Talk 1010.